From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Border states are preparing for the arrival of more National Guard troops. They're being sent to catch illegal immigrants along the border. There have been a small number of National Guard troops stationed at the border for years. Renee Gattel of member station KJZZ spent a day with a guardsman unit from Utah. They're stationed just south of Yuma, Arizona.
These 55 soldiers have traded in the Kevlar helmets of war zones for construction hats. Here in the desert, they're using bulldozers, cranes, and forklifts to build a 12-foot-high steel fence.
My name is Sergeant D. Gibson. I live in Salt Lake City, Utah. I'm a crane operator, so I've been running the crane helping them to put up sections of panel of the fence so they can weld it.
Gibson and his fellow Utahans are working just south of a dusty access road. During the troops' two-week mission, they'll add a couple hundred yards to a slowly growing fence separating San Luis, Arizona, from its Mexican counterpart, San Luis, Rio, Colorado. Gibson says the work is slow but rewarding.
Rome wasn't built in a day. You got to start somewhere, and you got to just do a little bit at a time. You can't do 2,000 miles at one time.
See these right here? We can't use these.
So just throw this off the side. That's scrap.
Sergeant Colby Warner from Santa Quinn, Utah, is moving support beams that will hold the fence in place until they pour its concrete base. Warner, like many of the troops here, served in Iraq last year doing similar construction work. He says the sand and heat in Arizona aren't as harsh as Iraq.
There's somewhat of a breeze. Iraq, if there is a breeze, it feels like somebody just got a blow dryer right in your face.
But by 9 in the morning, it's already 90 degrees, and it'll reach 106 before the day's out. With Operation Jumpstart, some of the guards may be armed, but this unit's commander, Captain Talon Grief, says that's not the case with these troops.
We want to make sure that everybody understands that we're here just to do construction missions. We're not here as force protection along the border or in any kind of law enforcement capacity. We're just here to provide support to the Border Patrol by building this fence, working on the road, and doing the electrical work that we've been assigned to do.
These Utah guardsmen were scheduled for a training mission in Utah, but rerouted to the border after the president's immigration speech last month. They're not part of Operation Jumpstart, but since they're the first guardsmen stationed along the border since the president's speech, they've been getting all the attention.
I'm sure that's our local media. Sorry. Hello, it's Captain Grief.
Captain Grief, an engineer by training, spends his day managing the steady stream of media coming to the site. The soldiers are quick to chat to reporters and insist the attention doesn't inhibit their progress. But Sergeant Gibson says it is a bit baffling.
We did a mission similar to this 4 years ago, you know, near just east of San Diego, and, you know, there wasn't any media then, and you know, we're doing the same type of mission 4 years later, and there's media all over, so.
The troops pound metal stakes into the sand. Among the soldiers here, there's one man for whom the job is more personal. Specialist Wilmer Valadares was himself once an illegal border crosser. He was born in Honduras and 10 years ago snuck across the Rio Grande River near Laredo, Texas.
I never thought, you know, that I was going to be in this situation. And people asking me why I'm doing this, you know. It's my country also, so that is my job.
Valadares is now a U.S. citizen and joined the Guard in 2003. When asked what his family back in Honduras would think of his work today, Valadares says they'd understand he's an American now with a job to do. For Day to Day, I'm Renee Gattel.